The prognosis is positive from Dr. Bernanke.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning to you. I'm Bob Moon in for Bill Radke. A little confidence goes a long way. Even tepid optimism about the economy from Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke has given a boost to stock markets abroad overnight. Marketplace's Jeff Horwich is with me. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
And what was it Mr. Bernanke said that has markets feeling better?
Well, first, of course, why do we care, right? Remember, Bernanke and the Federal Reserve have a number of levers to influence the pace of economic expansion. He was speaking off the cuff in a Q&A last night, and one of the big points resonating this morning is that he's hopeful we're not heading for what's called a double-dip recession. That is, things get worse again before they get better. He says current growth points to a continued recovery, but, quote, it won't feel terrific, largely because it'll take a while to recover all the jobs that we've lost.
Probably goes without saying that there's been plenty to worry about lately, though. So where is he getting this newfound confidence?
Well, first, he says we're weathering an important moment right now. The U.S. economy is getting its own legs, his words, as the stimulus spending slows down.
We've seen the consumer coming back. We've seen firms spending more on equipment and software. So there are some signs that the private sector is picking up the baton.
He also said that despite the fact things are far from resolved in Europe, he's got confidence that European leaders are committed to sorting out the debt problems in Greece and other countries. Again, you know, not hopping up and down, but with Fed chairman, enthusiasm is a very relative concept.
We'll take what we can get. Marketplace's Jeff Horwich, thank you.
You're welcome.
Mr. Bernanke's reassurances may have helped the mood in Asia today. Stocks in Tokyo and Hong Kong closed slightly higher. But that momentum doesn't seem to have made it to the major European exchanges. Stocks are in the red, 0.1% in Paris, 0.25% in Frankfurt, and 0.3% in London this hour. Wall Street is yet to shake the jitters. The Dow dropped 115 points yesterday. Sounds like the stuff of a bad science fiction movie, but the effects from solar storms are very real. The people that study the weather in space, and yes, there are people that do that, will meet tomorrow in Washington, D.C. They're going to discuss potential problems and solutions. Marketplace's Elisa Roth gives us the forecast.
Solar flares are eruptions on the surface of the sun. They send off little bursts of radiation that travel down to the Earth. Bill Morta works at the Space Weather Prediction Center at the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration.
That can impact communication systems, can impact GPS systems, satellites, power grids, aviation interests, especially in polar regions.
He says, get ready for more. Solar activity comes in cycles, and the next one starts in 2013. It could be ugly. A storm could disrupt credit card and ATM transactions. Cell phone networks could go. Morta says entire power grids could get zapped, which could cause trillions of dollars of damage. W. Kent Tobisco runs a company that does space weather forecasting. He says we can predict sunstorms better, but it may not help.
Frankly, right now, there's probably not an immediate solution, but certainly a necessity to plan for contingencies in case those kind of things happen.
Scientists say there have been big sunstorms before, but we've never been this dependent on the technology they can disrupt. I'm Elisa Roth for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Novo Nordisk. Since 1923, innovative developer of diabetes treatments and delivery devices at novonordisk-us.com. And by LendingTree.com. Tools and personalized advice to help control your financial destiny are at the all-new LendingTree.com.
Secretary of State Clinton is attending a meeting of the Organization of American States in Peru, and it's a safe bet Arizona's new immigration law is a hot topic. Latin American members have criticized the Arizona law, which makes it a crime to be in the state without legal documentation. Here in the U.S., some are boycotting the state, but supporters are trying to counter that with what they see as the opposite of a boycott, as Marketplace's Jeff Tyler reports.
Proponents of the new law rallied in Phoenix last weekend. David Hernandez drove in from Los Angeles.
I think it's important that the people of Arizona know that there are people in California that are supporting them. So it was worth the 6.5-hour drive up here.
He came to lend his support economically.
When we called and made our hotel reservations, they said, do you mind if I ask why you're coming here? And we said, yes, to spend money in Arizona, because we want to make sure that the businesses, especially the small businesses, are supported.
Los Angeles, San Francisco, and Oakland are among the cities boycotting Arizona businesses. Los Angeles resident Becca Keating came to Phoenix to do just the opposite.
instead of boycotting it, we're boycotting it.
Tony Katz is a conservative radio host based in Los Angeles. He's also a champion of the Buy Arizona movement. Katz took his show on the road to a cigar shop in Scottsdale.
And we return to the Tony Katz Radio Spectacular right here on the All Patriots Media Network.
Katz implores his listeners to
get yourselves to Arizona.
Why? To offset the boycotts and the canceled conventions that have already cost the state upwards of $100 million.
The employees are the ones who are going to suffer. They're the ones who are going to lose their jobs because of these boycotts.
But not if Katz can help it.
We're going to spend well over $1,000 and we're going to be happy to do it.
Fans of his radio show seemed happy too. Some two dozen folks gathered at a fancy Scottsdale hotel. Doug and Cindy Youngblood made the trip from Palm Bay, Florida. Their budget?
At least a couple $1,000s.
Bruce Borup came down from Las Vegas.
Do you have a budget for how much you plan to spend during the weekend?
Yeah, but it's already blown. I just had dinner out there.
The dinners and shopping and hotel bills all add up. But the economic tug of war continues. This week, San Jose, California is debating whether to add its name to the list of cities boycotting Arizona. In Phoenix, I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.
Finally this morning, you've undoubtedly heard by now that Steve Jobs unveiled Apple's new version of the iPhone yesterday. It's got a higher resolution screen, longer battery life, and thinner design. But during the big demo, it also had some problems. This is how it went.
Well, geez, I don't like this. I'm afraid I have a problem, and I'm not going to be able to show you much here today. Try one more time here. Well, I'm sorry, guys. I don't know what's going on.
Jobs tried and failed three times to show off the new iPhone features, but it seems there were too many people swamping the Wi-Fi when he was on stage. Sorry, Steve. It happens to all of us. I'm Bob Moon in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.